We have the first film in the new Exorcism series that I'm doing, 2012's The Possession. I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spook. How's it going, everybody? As always, I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. I'm very excited to get this series started, and honestly, I just don't want to wait. So let's just get right into it. Now, I do feel that I must bring this up. There is an audio commentary that I did for this film. So if you want to watch that before you listen to this episode, go ahead and watch it. And also turn on the audio commentary episode so you might learn more while you watch, and then you can come back to this episode. But The Possession came out August 31st, 2012, and for the most part, people loved it. With a budget of $14 million, the movie made that back and some in the opening weekend. Opening weekend brought back $17,732,480, and an overall box office takeaway was an impressive $85,446,072. And I say that takeaway is something to write home about. I think you would agree also. For the director, we have Ole Bernadal, who has also directed things like The Substitute from 2007, which is a Ghost House Underground film, Just Another Love Story from 2007, and also Small Town Killers from 2017. The writing goes to two separate people. First is Juliet Snowden, who also wrote for things like Boogeyman from 2005. Now, don't get that mistaken with the new Stephen King adaptation that was released earlier this year called The Boogeyman. Which, also, that movie's worth a watch, so you definitely need to go watch that anyway. Also, she wrote Ouija from 2014, and she also wrote a short film called The Need from 2006. The second writer is Stiles White, and she was the co-writer with Juliet Snowden for the same films that I just mentioned for her. She also did write for the Proud Family movie in 2005, and she also co-created a show called Da Boom Crew, which was only 13 episodes long and lasted from 2004 to 2005. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get this summary going. This one is from IMDb, so here we... A young girl buys an antique box at a yard sale, unaware that inside the collectible lives a malicious, ancient spirit. The girl's father teams with his ex-wife to find a way to end the curse upon their child. That summary is definitely not too bad. Make sure to send in your summaries to me on Facebook, Instagram, and email me at horrorspoop@gmail.com because I might use those summaries on the next episode. Now that we have summarized what you see on film, let's talk about the cast that you see on film. First up, we're going with the parents. To me, the most well-known actor in this film is the father, Clyde, who is played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who to me is known as Sam and Dean's father, John Winchester, in the show Supernatural that he was in from 2005 to 2019. He is also Negan in the hit show The Walking Dead that he was in from 2016 to 2022. Also, he was in a 2021 movie called The Unholy, which I've actually never seen, but if you have seen it, let me know if it's worth the watch. Moving on, we have the mother, Stephanie, who is played by Kira Sedgwick. She also has a pretty large catalog, just like Jeffrey Dean Morgan. some of those releases are Murder in the First from 1995, which is actually has a star-studded cast on it, like Christian Slater, Kevin Bacon, and William H. Macy, just to name a few. There's actually more, believe me. She's also in a movie called Gamer from 2009, which is also starring Gerard Butler. So Gerard Butler is pretty big deal to me. Also, she is the main character in a show that was on TNT from 2005 to 2012 called The Closer. The young girl M, or Emily, is played by Natasha Callis, who you can find on Sky Med. That is actually a continuing show that you can find on Paramount Plus. She's in the show Nurses that was on from 2020 to 2021, and also she is in a film called The Harvest from 2013. Em's older sister, Hannah, is played by Madison Davenport. She can be found on stuff like Sisters from 2015, Sharp Objects, which was an HBO series from 2018, and as well as From Dusk Till Dawn, the series that she was also on from 2014 to 2016. And lastly, when it comes to the cast, we have the Jewish man who saves the day. Sazduk is his name in the movie, but his real name is Modest Yahu, and he really isn't an actor. This is actually his first movie that he acted in, but he is an accomplished musician and rapper, so go check out his music wherever you happen to listen to music. But that is pretty much it from our cast. Now, this is what I think about this film. The film is a story based on the legend of the Dybbuk Box. If you want to learn more about the Dybbuk Box, I actually tell a little bit more in the audio commentary that you can find on this same podcast that you're listening to this episode. The acting is wonderful from everybody that is in this film, and I mean everybody. I think everybody did a wonderful job. This film does rely on a lot of horror tropes that you can find in other successful exorcism movies. You know, like stuff like an innocent child is taken advantage of by a demonic force. And the parents believe that all of this is just due to stress and problems that are plaguing the family. And tropes like that, you know, it's just like it always goes the same formula for exorcism movies. And this movie is no different. I just think they also do it well. So I don't really have a problem with it. The way the film is shot is pretty dang impressive to watch, and there's a lot of overhead shots, but I bring the way it's shot up in better detail in the audio commentary as well, so go check that out if you haven't. Emily, or Em, does a wonderful job, and I swear to God that she can cry on command, because it happens at least five times during that movie, and maybe more. I'm not sure. The scene with her in the room full of moths is awesome, is such an awesome thing to look at, and I'll also share that picture of her sitting in the room with the moths on the Horror Spoop group, so make sure to keep your eyes peeled back for that. Pretty much every scene that is located in the hospital is impressively shot and written, and holds a lot of information to the story. One scene in particular, when you see the demon on the screen, I find it to be a little cheesy, but it's an okay scene overall, just that part looks a little cheesy to me. The scene with the man losing his smile is creepy and also just really well made. If you know what I mean, then you know. But if you don't, then when you watch this, film, you'll understand what I mean. So go do it. Some of the sound effects are a bit too loud, while some of the score and the dialogue is a bit too quiet. But other than that, I'm overall a fan of this film. The actual exorcism scene is impressive to watch. It comes with rushing wind, waves of water, and flashing lights. And also, the morgue scene is also a pretty spoopy scene, if I do say so myself. But the rest of this film, you of course need to go watch for yourself. Horror Spoop rates this film a 6.5 out of 10. Not too bad, but not the best either. It is definitely worth a watch because, who knows, to you it might be an 8. And do you want to miss out on that? The answer to that is definitely no. Now that's it for my thoughts. Let's get into some filming locations. Alright, we are at it with some filming locations if you are ready. We have a filming location in Coquitlam, British Columbia, which is where some of this film was shot. More specifically, the hospital scenes were shot at what was Riverview Hospital. It has been inoperative since 2012, but since then, it has been one of the most filmed sites in Canada, being featured in many releases. And also, we have filming locations also in Miami, Florida, but I have no actual sites or addresses to share from Miami, so I guess that's technically it. So go and try to find that hospital in British Columbia, and when you take a picture of it, make sure to use hashtag horrorspoop when posting it on Instagram, so I can see it as well, because I definitely want to see it. But now, other than that, we're done with those filming locations. Let's go right off into some trivia. First off, while promoting the film on The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, which was aired August 29th, 2012, Jeffrey Dean Morgan reported that strange incidences took place during production that could not be explained. Lights exploded during the filming of key scenes, and just 2 days after wrapping principal photography, all the props for the film stored in a case of reshoots were destroyed in a fire that mysteriously erupted within the storage house. That is spoopy, I must say, but I also do not know if I want to believe it. I mean, come on, dude, every exorcism movie says that scary stuff happens during shooting. Should we just believe it? Or should we just believe that is to get asses into the seats of the premiere? I truly and personally believe it's the latter. The real Dybbuk Box is in Las Vegas, and it is said to be one of the most haunted objects on Earth. It is inside of an airtight glass box surrounded by sage. The sage inside the box has actually grown mold on it, which is impossible because of the lack of new air that it receives because it's airtight. I did not know that the Dybbuk Box was actually in the United States, so if anyone has seen it in person, send a picture my way. I want to see it in this airtight box, because I actually did not know that it was kept in an airtight box. The demon in the box speaks Polish, in case you didn't know. So if any of my listeners from Poland, or if someone knows how to speak Polish, let me know what the demon is saying. Also, if you can speak Polish, then let me know where the demon says this Polish phrase in the film with this next piece of trivia. One of the times when the demon is in the box speaking, it says, "So many mushrooms sitting in the grass." I happen to know what scene it is, but can you tell me? Let me know on Facebook, Instagram, or email me. I'll let the world know your name in the next episode if you do get that answer right. And lastly, the demon's name is Abizu, which means the taker of children. It is said that Abizu is an entity envious of fertility because she herself was infertile. I personally think that the word Abizu sounds similar, or a little too similar, to Pazuzu, from another film that we're going to be doing a part of this series. And I'm very excited to get into it, by the way. But do you also believe that it sounds a little too similar, especially with the other relations to the other film? I'm sure most of you already know who Pazuzu is, but I'm going to leave out what it is for that episode. Alright, but anyway, there wasn't too much to come from the trivia, but we are done with trivia, and now we are on to some taglines. First, we have, "Fear the demon that doesn't fear God." And the last tagline, we have, "Darkness lives inside the possession." Which tagline do you pick? That question will be asked to you in a form of a voter poll on the Horror Spoop group, so make sure to vote for your favorite tagline. Also, make sure to follow the group and join the group as well, because I would be very appreciative if you would do that. And two questions, and then I will let you go. First question, do you agree with my rating of this film? Let me know on the Horror Spoop group. Of course, I've rated this a 6.5 out of 10, so do you agree with that? And the second question is this. Since Jeffrey Dean Morgan was in two horror-based shows, Supernatural and The Walking Dead, which show do you prefer? Let me know on the Horror Spoop group. I'm going to be asking that as well. The end of the questions means the end of the episode. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and I definitely hope you enjoyed the two episodes that come after this. Remember, our next film is one of my favorite exorcism films, The Exorcism of Emily Rose. So I will see you there. Have a wonderful week. I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. See ya. Thank you so much for listening to Horror Spoop. Make sure to go follow this podcast, rate this podcast, and tell your friends about this podcast. As well, you can go to Horror Spoop on Facebook, Instagram, or you can also email me with any questions at horrorspoop@gmail.com. So please, I hope to see you again.